John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
It is the return, ladies and gentlemen, of Gary Owen. And what are you going back in time? You're going into your, what were you in, the Army, Marines? What were you in?
Navy.
Navy, you were Navy, but you were a guard at the...
Military police.
A military, but weren't you at the Tomb of the Unknown?
I was an honor guard. Army does Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. That's just
okay.
Army.
Oh, okay.
That's who guards it. No, Navy, we do funerals and parades and stuff like that, but we don't do Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers.
But you
went
back to your military haircut. That's very different.
Yeah. Well, we go back. Like, we had a show last night, and Donovan McNabb and Terrell Owens came out.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Just all about going what? Back in time right now.
Wow.
Complete lying. It's fine.
I was surprised those two were together.
Ron Jaworski, Harold Carmichael came out. It was crazy last night. Yeah, Vince Papale stopped by, his dad. It was crazy.
Well, it doesn't get much for Vince to show up. He'll show up at the opening of a bowling alley.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's like the Rudy Rudiger of Philly.
Vince and Dick Vermeil.
Yeah.
The two of them. Two of them.
Yeah. So. That was a good movie, though. That was a really good movie.
That was a good movie.
That's a good feeling. Mark Wahlberg, they felt, was the guy that played you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I wouldn't complain. Complain at all. So what's new with you? What's going on?
Just I'm at Helium this weekend.
All right.
What else I got coming? I got Showtime special coming out September 7th.
Okay.
I got that coming out. And I got August 5th, I started shooting a new movie called Sudden Death. It's a remake of the Jean-Claude Van Damme one.
When he saved
the hockey.
This one,
they switched it to basketball.
Okay.
And it's Michael Jai White.
I thought you said Southern Death.
Right.
Sudden Death.
Oh, gotcha.
I heard Southern also.
Yeah. Welcome Southern to Sudden Death.
Yeah, nice Western.
Yeah.
See you in a cowboy
hat. It's like
hat.
Deadwood too.
Right.
Now, where are you? You're living in the Kansas City area?
We've been in Northern California.
Are you in Northern California?
I live in Oakland area. Yeah, San Francisco,
okay.
Oakland. If we get the Raiders and the Warriors leave, we'll come right in.
Okay.
Me and the fam. Yeah, I found out, too, I'm a huge Cincinnati Bengals fan. So we moved to Northern California, and we don't have DirecTV. We got an Infinity Cable.
Uh-huh.
There's no way I can watch Bengals games.
Right.
Like, I called the cable provider. I said, I want to get Bengals games, you know, but they're like, oh, no. We just don't have a package. We got the Red Zone. I told my wife, I go, we got to move back to Cincinnati. I go, what are you doing here? I don't want to go to a sports bar and be bothered.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, you know, because Cincinnati fans are not the most attractive. And they're like jean shorts, Mountain Dew. You know what I mean? And when I'm at sports bars and I'm on the road and like Bengal fans, guys, put my head down. No, we're not together. No, we're rooting for the same team, but we're not like cool, just so you know.
Is that a West Coast thing?
What?
The fact that they won't provide the different teams that cross.
I think if I had DirecTV, I could get it because they got the NFL. I don't know. I'm still going to find a way to download on my computer or something. There's no way I can go all season.
My son lives in L.A., and they have a different system. But cable TV in California, all across the board, sucks. They got like 30 different cable companies throughout the state.
Yeah. Ours, right? you can't get that. Like, why? How would you not? How do you not? Because especially so many transplants
right.
in California.
Yeah, right.
Like my neighbor's from Minnesota, so he's a Vikings fan.
Uh-huh.
The other one down the street is from San Diego. It's like we're from all over.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know. It's very frustrating. I was not happy with that.
Are you able to find more of your double wide folk in Oakland? Do you have a lot of those?
Not really looking for those.
Trailer people?
Not really looking for those anymore. If you want to say you too good, I'm like, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Oh, okay, you too good for us now? I am. Actually, I very much am. Yes.
Speaking of too good, yesterday, Steve brought up some pictures of you and your wife. You overachieved.
Oh, yeah.
She's too good.
She's too good.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah. She's not bad on the eyes.
No, not at all.
I almost messed it up because the first time we slept together, I couldn't hold the excitement in my face. I was sleeping with her, and she goes, what's wrong with you? I go, I'm just so happy you're here. Like, literally, it was like a kid the first time he got ice cream. There was nothing like, yeah, you like that, or sexy about it. Like, this is crazy. Oh, my God. Can I take a picture?
They were taking a selfie. That was what I saw in my head.
God had a good day. God had a good day when
I made her
that
laugh.
One.
I made her laugh. Yeah, that's all I know. She had our, you know, there's When we started dating, there was a lot of A-listers after her.
Really?
She was that girl in L.A. that nobody had slept with.
Oh, wow.
Where did you meet her at?
At a club? Comedy club. Oh, Shaq introduced us. Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, she worked for Shaq. When Shaq played for the Lakers, he had a clothing line called Twism. Uh-huh. So for the world is mine. And she worked at the clothing line. And he brought his staff out to the comedy club one night. There was like nine of them. And I wanted to meet Shaq afterwards and end up meeting her. And then that was it.
Right. Screw the tall guy.
Why yeah. I still got the selfie. Yeah. Yeah. Me and Shaq have been cool ever since. Like, we had the TV show, very short lived, on True TV a couple years ago. Uh-huh. That didn't go anywhere. But
was that the
clip show? It was called Upload with Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of a different show.
Yeah, it was like America's Funniest Home Videos, just not as good.
Well, now we can, here come a nutshot.
You can't understand what Shaq's saying into a microphone.
That's why I was there. I was a translator. It's like watching Telemundo. So, yeah.
What is it with sports guys and you? I mean, do you do a lot of sports material in your act? I mean, because every time I remember you used to do, what was it, Alabama or what team?
Alabama, Clemson. I did Houston Texans. I used to roast them. USC is the one I used to roast there. When Pete Carroll was there,
right,
I roasted them every year.
Right.
And that was the cool part about USC, because it was gloves off. There was no cameras.
Right.
There was no politically correct. There was no coverage.
Right.
Everybody put their phones away and we went at it.
Right.
And we went at it. We went for the throats.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the stuff we talked about, I can't bring up. Like, it was racist, it was sexist, but it was a bunch of kids.
Right.
You know, they're all a bunch of 18 to 21-year-old kids. They want to hear that stuff.
Right.
They want you to go in on them. And they used to go in on me. And I used to bring comics with me. Like, I brought Kevin Hart with me, Rodney Perry. I brought a lot of different comics that I was like, and I'd tell them before we got there, I said, guys, don't do your jokes. They don't want to hear it. Just go in on them.
Right.
And every time, I guess they thought their jokes would work. Crickets. That was a terrible cricket noise. Sorry about that. That was a cricket getting hit by a car. And then as soon as they realize your jokes ain't working, then they start bagging on them. Then it worked. But every time, be like, don't tell your jokes. I give you a bunch of 18 to 22-year-old boys is what you got. They don't care about your kids. They don't care about what you got going on in your life. They just want you to bag on them. Then the problem with USC was, they would try to bag on me, but it wouldn't be put downs. Like, I'll never forget, one guy goes, you look like a swole Justin Timberlake. I go, that's a compliment. That's not a put down. I can't come back from that. We look like a really in shape Denzel. And when the guy said it, you look like a swole Justin Timberlake. And the team went, oh, like, that's not a put down. I would get so mad at him.
Now, do you have children?
Three.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know ages?
26, 18, and 17.
All boys?
Two boys and a girl.
Youngest and a girl. Youngest and a girl.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, the oldest is my stepson.
Okay.
My wife was, I was a junior in high school and didn't know I had a kid. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when we got married, he was there. We met, we was there. But then, and this is funny, my son's a senior this year. It's the first year. And I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden he wants to play football.
Okay.
He never wanted to play football before in his life.
All right. All senior high school, senior college?
Yeah, senior in high school.
Okay.
And
he just, a little late senior college.
And I got him. We moved up to Northern California, and he's at like some powerhouse school.
Right.
That, you know, that's all he do is play football. And I'm like, dude, I should have put him in a different school. Because I'm going to practice, like, he ain't going to be playing much. No, with this school. They got a squad. Like, their quarterback's going to Oregon. He's like one of the top-rated quarterbacks in the country.
Right.
And they got like all these D1 ball players. It's social hour for my son. Because I text him at house practice going, he goes, oh, I'm definitely the funniest on the team. And then the coach comes up to me and he goes, hey, Gary, introduce himself. And I say, hey, he goes, hey, I'll be honest with you, man. He's a backup. I go, dude, he's never played. He doesn't know how to run routes. And he goes, but man, he's so good for the locker room. Because he just, I'll go to practice and he's just literally, he moves. He'd go to linemen, get them laughing. Then he moves on to the wide receivers, gets them laughing. Then he's off to the right. I go, oh, it's social hour with this guy.
That's awesome.
You can care less. You know what I mean? But it's funny seeing him out there.
Now the girl is 17?
Yeah.
How dangerous is that for dad?
She's militant, man. Because, you know, my kids are mixed, man. I call her Kennedy Kaepernick. She's serious with her stuff. Like, she got mad at me last year because I stood up during the national anthem. She was just going to stand. I go, it's a seventh grade volleyball game. Let's bring it down just a little bit. Okay. There's literally 18 people in the gym. You know? Nobody's singing a national anthem. It's on an iPad. You know what I mean? She's so angry. Oh, like I just know when she gets to college, she's gonna be leading all the protesters and the marches. Get ready. Get ready.
Where's the anger come from? Does it come from mom, or is it just like, you know?
She, you know, she's one of those. And to her credit, she's fluent in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
She's traveled the world. Every year, she's been to different countries. And like Haiti, she went there and built. She was building wells one summer, and then she went to Mexico and repainted an orphanage. So she's all about the.
Is she a missionary?
Nah, I don't know. She's all about the underprivileged. I should say.
Right.
She's all. I can see her like living abroad for a couple years, just helping out.
Mm-hmm. You know, helping out.
Right? She's definitely going to be an asset to society. I don't know, but everything that goes wrong in her life, it's my fault because I'm white. Even when she gets sunburned, it's your fault, Dad. Okay. Like, we got a pool in our backyard. My wife and my boys will be out there all day.
All right.
Me and my daughter, we got to come back in every 20 minutes and load up on sunscreen.
She's tough from the two older brothers, though. You think that helped?
They don't really. Nah, they're at each other's throats. The oldest is so laid back, but the 18 and 17 year old, they butt heads a lot.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, they're closer in age.
Right. Yeah, and the room's right next to each other. Uh-huh. And he's overprotective of her though. Like, you know, he's always looking out for the dudes trying to hit on her and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the same school, and like with her, she'll bring girls over, and I'll be looking at my son like, "Hey, what's up with that one?" And my son's 18, but he's still virgin because he wants to marry a virgin.
Okay.
And he's a quirky kid. He'll just be like, I go, hey, what's up with her? He goes, oh, no, she had sex. She's tainted.
What?
Wow. She's tainted. I go, good luck. The older you get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That pool keeps getting smaller.
You ain't lying. Wow. Man, he's like, he wants to be he's a virgin. He wants a virgin. Okay. He's open for him before. He got some of the stuff on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, he'll go up before me. He's gone before me before.
Okay. All right.
He'll tell jokes that people think I'm writing for him.
Right.
But I'm not. But they think they're jokes that I wish I could tell. Because like he said, yeah, growing up mix is cool, but when my dad used to whoop me, I thought he was channeling his ancestors. I'm over here laughing. The crowd's like, what? I go, I didn't write that. It's a joke. You know? Because I feel bad, but I look back, my dad's got a half smile.
Do you ever think about taking him on tour? Like,
he's been on the road with me a few times.
He has been on the road.
But he doesn't, I think he'll eventually get there, but right now he doesn't have the passion for it.
Mm.
I think it just comes natural.
Right.
It's so natural. He's so quick on his feet. Man,
mm-hmm.
Like, he can go.
Right.
Like, that's when I knew when I brought him on the road with me a couple of times just to hang out, and he's bagging on the other comedians and getting them. I'm like, hey, what? You're a professional. Why is my son destroying you right now? He's got the gift. That's what I think will end up. Just watching him, like, just saying, watching him play high school football, I'm like, dude, it's social hour. It is. He can. And then I ask some guys. I'm saying, how's he doing? They go, man, he's good, man, he's cool. And then I go, and then the one guy goes, yeah, we'll ask him. Hey, why don't you get in? He goes, nobody can cover me. Why? Like, he doesn't even try to get on the scout team. He's like, why? Nobody can cover me. It's pointless. Like, I already know if I go to a game, he's gonna be like, nah, I ain't getting in there. They saved me. They saved me. We knew we had that team beat.
Playoffs. Yeah.
Well, Gary Owen is appearing tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Two shows tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and 10:00. One Sunday at 7:00. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. You look good, my man. You look
my birthday
really
today too.
Hey. Mine's Monday.
I'm not telling you guys.
Let's do some shots.
Tell you how old.
Turn the mic off.
All right, fine. Gary business? Turned 63 today. Happy birthday.
Right. Business? I'm younger than Dick Vermeil, older than Carson Wentz. So figure it out, Philly fans.
Hey, it's Mick Jagger's birthday today.
I know. And Helen Mirren, Jason Statham. Beast.
I got you got great people. I got Mussolini.
Mussolini.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.